Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were talking about the extent of the outreach of the local church through its missions ministries. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The word esteem has the idea of to follow and do. So as they preach the word, follow and do. Not because of who they are or their personality, but for the position they hold. Now, can you see the local church in this? You're encouraging these by listening to and heeding the message. That means you're also there to hear the message. Old Dr. Lee Robertson, who is now with the Lord, used to say, three to thrive. Be there Sunday morning, Sunday night, be there at your midweek service. All three to thrive. And I think that's a good way to start. But look at these people. Listen and heed their messages that they're preaching from the Word. See if they have physical needs. Gather in your local church. And the church then works both. In Acts 1:8. Now in Acts 1:8 we read this, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both. Now take note of that word both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now the word both to me usually means two. He says both in Jerusalem, and then he says Judea, that's two. But then he says, and in Samaria, that's three, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, that's four. So what you have to understand that when he says, be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, both in Jerusalem, he's not saying, okay, you start at Jerusalem, then when you get that done, then you go to Judea, then when you get that done, you go to Samaria, then you get that done to the uttermost part of the earth. No, this is not progressive. Rather, it's all-encompassing. So as you are sharing the gospel in your town, you're also getting the gospel out around the world. Now, I pastor the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. As a matter of fact, if you're in the Ocala area, we would wish that you would visit with us on a Sunday morning, a Sunday night, or a Wednesday night. And our services are posted on our website. But God's ministry at Central Baptist Church is, conservatively speaking, affecting over 50,000 people each month. You say, well, how? Man, you must have a large church. Well, not really. Here in my church, maybe 600 or 700 people. Then we support over 130 missionaries. So we are then affecting what those missionary ministries are affecting because we are giving financial support to those missionaries. And that financial support buys their food, pays their electric, things like that. Now it does buy things like Bibles and all that, but you know what? Those people have to eat too. But because we're ministering through missions to their needs, they're able to plant churches and establish others. So here they are also ministering. Then we have our radio ministry as well as our internet ministry. Now, I don't know to how many people our radio ministry reaches. Now, it reaches well over to the millions as far as coverage area of people that can hear our broadcast. But how many actually listen? That's another story. And we don't really have a way of measuring that. Now, we do through the Internet. For example, last year on one of the Internet sites that we have, which is sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist, we had over 26,000 downloaded sermons. In addition to that, we had 70,000 visits to our site. Now, that may be people that listened and didn't download it to their hard drive or put it on a disk, or it may just simply be people that read some things on our site. We're on radio overseas, we're on radio at home, we're on shortwave, and then we have Bible correspondence courses that we've used in the jails, and up to about 400 of those that we're dealing with. And so, putting that all together, yeah, we can be affecting over 50,000 people each month. As people give their tithes and offering, which, by the way, now, giving your tithe and offering is an act of worship. But as we worship God through tithes and offerings, the ministry is able to reach multitudes, and it's able to do both Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost part of the world. In other words, it's able to do both at home and around the world. And that's what the word both in Acts 1:8 means. Now, some people get upset about tithes and offerings. Now, to be quite honest with you, I preach very little about tithing and offerings. Matter of fact, I have told you on this broadcast, your tithe belongs to your local church. Next, an offering is anything above a tithe. A tithe is 10%. An offering is above a tithe. If God lays on your heart an offering to another ministry, that is an offering. Don't take from the tithe to give an offering to a radio ministry. You don't hear me ask for money on this ministry, but we have told you if money comes in, then we will apply it right back into the radio ministry. Now, ours is one that goes right back into the ministry, doesn't buy food, doesn't pay a salary, doesn't do anything like that. It just takes care of the radio ministry, and it's reinvested in radio ministry. And should we expand to other radio stations or somebody wants to sponsor us in another area, then that's what happens. Whatever it costs in that area and they pay that, then that's great. But what I'm trying to tell you is that your tithe belongs first to your local church. And then if God lays on your heart an offering that goes to your local church, then that tithe and offering goes to your local church. Then if God lays on your heart something else, then of somewhere else, then that's fine. But don't rob from what God has laid on your heart about tithing and offering to your own church. But you see, my church has over 130 missionaries. If we do not keep the home front strong through witnessing, discipleship, and tithe, those ministries will lose, and multitudes will be cut off. The church has a split, and we eventually have to cut missionaries, then missionaries come home. By the way, just for our audience, I don't say this by way of bragging, because it's not really something to brag about. I think I do well, but my good deacons have nearly every year wanted to increase my salary, and I've let them do that a couple of times. But to be honest with you, in 21 years that I've been here, you can count on one hand the number of salary increases that I've had. And that's fine. That's fine, because that's the way I wanted it. Mine was to meet the need, not to try to see how much I could get. Now, there are other pastors with smaller churches making more. I know that. I know that. But I really don't have to have more right now. Not because I've got a lot of money, but God has just provided to take care of us. And so that's fine. That's fine. And another church does more, praise God for that church, that they love their pastor and they do that for them. Don't think, well, your pastor needs to cut down and cut out his salary or to cut back on his salary, refuse a raise. No, you love that pastor. You know, that's one thing. My salary does not in any way say my people love me or don't love me. My people love me, and I love them, and God has given me some good people. We've had battles here, and your church has too. If you live godly in Christ Jesus, there's going to be battles. But I'm just trying to tell our folks on the radio here that you need to take care of the home front. Do it through strong witnessing, through discipleship, but also through the tithe. Now, not everyone is called to pastor or teach, but there are some who've had a great ministry by their giving. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, so they cheerfully tithe, and they offer unto the Lord. When I first realized that the Lord wanted me to start a radio ministry, and to be honest with you, my questions to the Lord is, who am I? And I still wonder that sometimes. You know, why have you chosen me? I'm nothing. There are a lot more qualified and better people than me. But nonetheless, God just impressed that without doubt. Finally, I just said, well, Lord, we need $15,000 to $20,000 of equipment, and we don't have the money in the church, and I'm not going to ask him for that. And so if you want us to really start this, provide the $15,000 to $20,000. You realize that an old country lady come in and sat down and gave me the money for it without me ever asking her. She just said, Pastor, the Lord laid on my heart to give this to the church, and that I should give it to you so you could designate it. And we have a radio ministry today. And so, my friend, I've had people call me and ask me, say, why don't you get a marketer? You realize how much further you could reach out if you had somebody that marketed your ministry. Because that's not what the Lord has led us to do. But now, your ministry may be such that God has blessed you in financial ways, and you can tithe and offer to the Lord. Now, there are people that have that ministry, and they could go to more pleasures, eat out more, have better homes, better cars, build stronger investment portfolios. But instead of doing that, they have dedicated it unto the Lord. They've given unto the Lord's work over and above. And they seek how to give more. I remember a pastor telling me of a couple in his church that they had walkie-talkies. This is years ago, but they had walkie-talkies. One would go in one grocery store and the other in another grocery store, and they'd talk back and forth. They'd compare prices on foods, and that's how they shot their groceries, and then the savings was an offering unto the church. See, those are people that have eternity set in their heart. Those are people who love God so much, and it is the ability God has given them to use it for God's glory. I've seen businessmen and others who give that the work may prosper and spread the gospel at home and abroad. Some say, Preacher, God gave me some extra, and I want you to take it and apply it how you believe God would have us to do it. Oh, praise God for those people who recognize the ministry God gave them of giving, and they carry it out. And you might be listening today, and God's given you that ministry. And so let me encourage you that as you expect your pastor to preach the word, to not compromise it, don't compromise your ministry as well. And then he adds, and be at peace among yourselves here in verse 13 of our text of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It helps when the pastor does not need to contend with politics. Oftentimes, a wife and a husband have trouble at home. And this society is so humanistic today that there are those who give advice and, to be quite frank with you, the advice is most often unscriptural and spirit-quenching. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.